Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, four films, one director, two Irish stars, Barry Keoghan and Paul Mescal. Dave Fanning, the RTE broadcaster, with me now. Dave, how excited are you for these Beatles biopics?
You say that knowing there's something behind that question. To be honest, like, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like, this is not just something that's happening. This is huge. Like, the guy in charge of the whole thing in terms of production is Tim Rothman. The biggest thing he did before this, as he says himself, was Avatar, which is the most successful movie in the history of the box office. So it's a big one for him. Sam Mendes is the director, and it's not going to happen for 3 years' time. It'll come out in April of 2028, and they're going to put an awful lot into this. They really are. It's going to be huge.
It's hard to get them right, though, biopics, isn't it? I mean, there are as many bad ones as good ones, maybe more.
Yeah, there are. But having said that, I always get something out of them all. I mean, for instance, if you think about like a real story and then making a drama out of it, like Rocket Man wasn't bad. It was the jukebox musical of Elton John. That cost, by the way, about $40 million to make. It made $200 million. Bohemian Rhapsody, which was really a bit sanitized, was really the story of Freddie almost more than it was about Queen. And that one cost about $55 million and made just under $1 billion. So I can't believe there aren't 50,000 coming out every week. But tell the story that you think you know of from years ago and beef it up with today's whatever. So I can't believe, like, there's one supposed to be coming out that I'd love to see, which is about Dusty Springfield, and that was Jim Sheridan supposed to be making that. I don't know if that's still happening, but all those.
Oh, I think we've lost Dave there. Are you still with us? No, we've lost Dave.
You're back.
Go on. You were saying you want to see some Dusty Springfield one that's coming.
Yeah, well, no, Jim Sheridan was supposed to be sort of attached to that. But there's so many. Like, your man, Reese Iffens, was supposed to be playing Rod Stewart in one. I mean, who knows? And, like, we'll see what happens. Anyway, the point about it is these four Beatles sort of movies, they look as though they're going to be something pretty big. Sam Mendes knows what he's doing. He's made Skyfall in 1917, and he made Revolutionary Road with his ex-wife, Kate Winslet. All these things. He made good movies. American Beauty, didn't he do that? I think he did, yeah. So it's going
to
be big.
I refer to them as biopics, and this happens every time I do this, says Kieran, please get it right for the first time. A biographical picture is a biopic. Biopic refers to having two eyes. And listen, I'm never going to apologize. I'm going to keep saying biopic.
If
not just to annoy the people who text in every time I say it.
Yeah,
There's often a suggestion when these are made that they're better served when they focus, you know, on one little area of a
that
person's life.
Like,
you know, like,
as in the Bob Dylan thing.
Yeah, the Bob Dylan, just that one little period. And then, you know, Napoleon tried to do his entire life, and it was just kind of, it's just unwieldy. And there's so many different eras to the Beatle experience as well. I just wonder, would they be better served You know, those brilliant Peter Jackson, that brilliant documentary. Like, what was great about it was it was just a few days that we were watching, but it was amazing.
It was just that time of recording the album, yeah. And it was also all filmed in the past, so he just put it all together in the 7 hours. Get Back was brilliant. But just remember, like, when the Beatles were happening, so many bands were happening that we didn't know anything about because we couldn't find anything about them. Like, the Beatles did have 5 movies out while they were alive, which is like, you know, Hard Day's Night and Help, Let It Be came out at the very end. There was Magical Mystery Tour as well on television, and there was Yellow Submarine's cartoons. So we did get to know a bit more about them, but you can never get to know too much. Have you any idea of the amount of books that have been released about the Beatles?
No.
Well over 300. And do you know something? In the last sort of 19 months, there's been something like 24 books about the Beatles. There's 2 or 3 already out this week. There's one about Yoko. There's a huge one that got great reviews called John and Paul, A Love Story by Ian Leslie. But I mean, even like Paul Muldoon, the Irish poet, he met Paul McCartney some years back because Paul said he'd never release an autobiography. And he spent 5 years, 50 hours altogether with Paul. And they brought out this huge tome because once you mention a song to Paul, he's got a story about it. And there's 154 songs. And suddenly became also a hit podcast. So like, there's loads of, you wouldn't believe, there's a book out at the moment called The Beatles and Black Music. There's one called The Beatles and Humour. And there's even one, are you ready for this, which I'd love to read, Finding the Fourth Beatle. They interviewed 23 drummers who hit a drum somewhere in the vicinity of John and Paul, the whole lot of them, and just to see how they found Ringo in the end. It's just, I'd love to read that. It's insane.
I don't know, did you see it? Ringo had a great, great line about Barry Keoghan playing him. He said, I understand he's somewhere in the world taking drumming lessons, not too many lessons, I hope.
Yeah, right. By the way, funny you should say that, because I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, and there's a Beatles kind of room, and you should see the drum kit that Ringo used for Shea Stadium. It would fit in the boot of a car. It's just nothing, you know, so he doesn't have to do too much. Look, all Barry has to do, if he really has to learn the music, is listen to the song Rain by the Beatles. That's where you'll find Ringo. If he can master that, he can master anything.
Why is there such a lingering interest in them?
Because they're brilliant. Because everything they did was brilliant. I'm not going to go on about because they changed the culture and they changed fashion and they changed art. And they did do all those things. Or if they didn't even do it willingly or knowingly, they just did it because of who they were. But I mean, like, I'd love to know who's going to play the Maharishi. Who's going to play Yoko? Are they going to go to India and film? Are they going to bring the whole thing from like 63 to 70? Are they going to give us the whole gamut? It's 4 different stories because they say all 4 are different. I have no idea how much they're going to intersect. And will they even release them all on the same day and get maximum publicity in the papers? The people go, which one did you go to? I went to George. I went to Ringo. I think it's going to be great.
There's so many different stories. I mean, a thought strikes me. You could have a Beatles version of, you know, the Marvel Cinematic Universe they keep talking. It's about 100 different movies and TV shows. We could be dealing with the Beatles on screen for years.
I would draw the line there. I've had enough of that nonsense, I can tell you. But I mean,
like the Beatles the and Spider-Man, people. They could be in the Avengers, right. They could reinvent, John could become an enemy. It'd be just crazy stuff.
All of that kind of thing could easily happen, yeah, but I don't think it will. The other two guys, by the way, your man, is his name Harris Dickinson? He's playing John Lennon. He's an interesting bloke. He's been in 2 movies recently with Scarlett Johansson, with Saoirse Ronan. And one of them, actually, now that I was just thinking there about half an hour ago, that one of them is called See How They Run, which if you think about it, is from Lady Madonna, or maybe before that as well. But the See How They Run movie, like, you know, he's in that movie. And you know who he plays? He plays Richard Attenborough in it. It's kind of a vague true story as well. So he's also, like, I mean, Barry Keoghan has played loads of things. He's got a new movie coming out, Crime 101. He's got 2 movies finished, Hurry Up Tomorrow, and the Immortal Man, and also Paul Mescal. I mean, even on stage in terms of Stanley Kowalski lately, in terms of the West End and New York, Streetcar Named Desire. He started with The Great Gatsby many years ago, and he's been in loads of other things, you know. He's got a movie coming out where he plays William Shakespeare. These guys, you know, they know what they're doing. And then the last guy who plays George, the Quiet Beatle, he's been in Stranger Things and a few things like that. So, in fact, there is one movie that I'd love to actually recommend here, which if you ever had the chance to see it, which is that this guy, Harris Dickinson is his name. He's playing John Lennon. He played in a movie which is about 2 years old, about a year old, and it's called I've totally forgot the name of it. But anyway, The Iron Claw. It's brilliant. It's again a true story about a bunch of wrestlers in America, a full family. Really tragic story, but it's a great movie. So they've all done big things, and they all are of the now. There's no Liverpool actor. There's no US actor. Let's see what happens. You know, I mean, you know, this is in good hands. Will it be any good? It may not be.
You may not want it, Dave, but the Beatles cinematic universe is coming for you, whether you want it or not. Dave Fanning, go on.
Yeah, hold on. Just one last thing. What's that phrase they're using for this? They're calling it a four-film cinematic event. So it's not like just a box set to take home. This is going to be huge, but it's not going to be out until April of 28.
Dave Fanning, RTE broadcaster. Dave, always a pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.